Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, if you've been listening already, we appreciate that very much. And I know you're excited about, as I am, about having Elizabeth Warren back on the show. Elizabeth's been with us a number of times. She and her lovely daughter have written a book called, her lovely daughter's name is Amelia Warren Taiagi, and their book is called All You're Worth. Elizabeth is also the author of The Two Income Trap, and she's also a chaired professor at Harvard Law School, and she's our friend. Elizabeth, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me back. It's always good to be here.
It's good to have you back, and congratulations on your outstanding book, All You're Worth, now being out in paperback.
That's right. I'm delighted that it is, because, you know, if you're going to write a book about money, it's nice when they lower the price on it.
That's exactly right. And so, yeah, if you're having money challenges, you need a little break there, don't you?
That's right. It's good to be able to get it in paperback.
Well, so especially
I'm delighted that's the case.
Now it's in paperback where small business owners can afford it.
Right? That's right. That's it. Well, and, you know, small business owners, let's face it, they're the ones who really concentrate on value. So
there's no question about it. And we appreciate the discount, too, by the way. Okay, Elizabeth, what are you thinking about? Now, you've been here several times, and you understand the small business landscape. In fact, you actually understand it quite a bit. And what are your thoughts these days on small business and their money?
Well, here's the number one thing that I'm kind of focused on right now about people who run their own small businesses. You know, my view on this is that small business owners are the folks who pour heart and soul and then some into the business. And mm-hmm. Let's face it, that's how it has to be. That's what it takes to get a business up and running.
I like to say it this way, Elizabeth, every fiber of our being.
Yep. But, and there is a big but in this, that often means that they put everything about their personal finances secondary.
Mm-hmm.
They put it all behind keeping that laser beam focus on the business. And we wrote All You're Worth, at least in part, for entrepreneurs to be able to say, listen, there are some things you need to stop and do a checklist about your own personal finances. Because running a small business is a high-risk game. And so figuring out how to make yourself personally as financially secure as you can, and just kind of how to make sure it's all firing on, you know, all 8 cylinders on the personal side is an important step. And I'm going to put it this way. It's ultimately an important step for your business. Because once you have a better sense, a better handle on your own personal finances, and you're taking good care of those, then you can put your energy 110% back on your business.
Well, one of the reasons why what you're saying is true, Elizabeth, is because in the early days, and when I say early days, it could also be early years, there's really so little money to go around that it's hard to distinguish between what's my
that's
business
right.
money and what's my personal money.
And even
if I do a good job of not commingling those two, there's still not a whole lot in either one of the pots. It's almost not worth the trouble. and there's such a fine seam. Being a business owner weaves a very, very fine seam between personal and business.
I think that's exactly right. And I think that what people need, it's hard to get a handle when the two are all woven together. It's hard to get a handle on where you stand personally and whether your personal spending, your family spending is as well controlled and well examined as your business spending is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're careful to help people over and over and over on this show about how to spend for their businesses in really smart ways. Because everybody who listens to this program understands that you can't get a successful business off the ground if you're not careful about how you spend your money.
You got to watch every penny.
You got to watch every penny. But on the personal side, a lot of people are not quite sure where they belong. How much can they really
mm-hmm.
afford? What can you really be doing in terms of a house and credit cards? And there are also, on the personal side, well, I tell you what, let's talk about this.
Yeah, hold on to that thought. She's a pro, folks. She knows how this works. We got to sell a few things right after these messages. We'll be right back with our good friend Elizabeth Warren. All You're Worth, the ultimate lifetime money plan book, is now available in paperback. 20 Tales, stay with us.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop the Duke of Earl.
We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Duke of Earl. I mean, the Small Business Advocate, and we're glad to have you back with us. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Elizabeth Warren is our guest, and she doesn't remember that song, do you, Elizabeth?
Oh, I sure do. I love that song.
She and her lovely daughter, Amelia, are the authors of All You're Worth, the ultimate lifetime money plan. And believe it or not, this is a book for small business owners as sure as the sun comes up today. And we've been talking about that. And Elizabeth, you're so correct in your belief that small business owners neglect their personal finances. They subordinate their personal finances to that of their corporate finances. And it is not uncommon at all to see a really well-run business, a really tight-ship small business, with an owner whose personal finances are in tatters.
I think that's exactly right. And, you know, I have to tell you, it breaks my heart when I see something like that happen.
Yep.
It's
such, you know, as you know, Elizabeth, it's hard work to take care of one financial household.
That's right.
Your own personal or your business. But we got so much to do and not enough people to do it. To try to do all of that and take care of two financial worlds, it's a lot, isn't it? It's hard work.
Well, you know, here's the other thing about it, too, on the personal side, the personal financial side, is that there's a real trick in the game. And the trick is, if you don't get your own personal finances straightened out, you think about it all the time. You try not to, but you think about it all the time. You wake up in the middle of the night worried about it. It's a tangle.
Elizabeth,
takes more time than when you've got it straight.
You're from Oklahoma,
and
I don't know if you heard of a guy named William Trogdon. William Least Heat Moon wrote a book called Blue Highways.
Mm-hmm.
He's part Indian. His Osage Indian grandfather once told him, "Some things don't have to be remembered; they remember themselves." And that's
Boy,
what you
that
that's what
good.
That's what you were just talking about.
That's exactly right. And so my part of the argument we make in this book is that you need to get your personal finances straight so that you know they're okay and you put them on automatic pilot. Because I want to make it clear, and I understand that entrepreneurs get this better than anybody else, that is, the point of getting your personal money straight is so you don't have to worry about it all the time. So that you know where you are, you know how it works, how much is there for the must-have expenses that you've got to cover, you know that you've set it aside, you know it's going to happen, and that lets you free up your energy without worrying and put it all back into your business.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, if you don't take those steps, if you let it nag at you and gnaw at you, and bite at you and surprise you, and you're suddenly having to think, gee, can we buy this? Can we do that? Can we really take the family on a vacation this year? Can I get
mm-hmm.
the mortgage paid this month? Then it's constantly draining time, attention. It's taking your heart away from what it should be on, and
well,
it's your business.
There's a word, and I used it earlier, that I think is important for people It's not a word people use often, but it's a word that I think is important for people to keep in their mind and for it to be part of their lexicon as a small business owner, and that is the word commingling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know what it's like, folks, to start a business from your kitchen table. And many of you have done that or are doing that. And, Elizabeth, in the first days, what you do is you give your business a little bit of your personal money.
A little bit.
As you know, you just figure out, you know, what can I do without so I can grow my business.
Right.
And so you give your business a little bit of your personal money. And then eventually, you know, your business starts making some of its own money. And as the business requires more and more capital, then it completely inverts so that one day you're giving yourself a little bit of your company's money.
Yes.
And but the thing is, you're still commingling.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, when you just put a little over in the business, that's commingling. When you give yourself a little money without having a specific designated paycheck and having clearly defined separation between the two, you're still commingling. And, of course, the IRS doesn't like it when you commingle. That's one technical issue to deal with, but it's also not a good financial plan.
No, it's not.
And all I'm going to say, Elizabeth, is I don't want people to think that you or I, either one, don't understand the realities and that we don't appreciate how difficult it is not to commingle. But you just got to know that word, and every time you see yourself commingle, you sort of give yourself a little sting. You know, you say, okay, I know that's commingling. I know I'm not supposed to do it. And as long as you know what that word is, I think, and as long as you realize it's wrong, you need to fix it, I think you'll move a little closer to doing what you're talking about.
I think you're exactly right. You know, I started my first business when I was still in college. And I married very young. I had Amelia very young. And another woman and I started a plant business. And at the end of the first year of that business, I didn't have the vaguest notion whether I'd lost money or gained money, because I'd financed the whole thing out of my own, mm-hmm. in fact, both directions. I commingled from the beginning. You know, I was 20 years old. I didn't have much of a clue about how to do it. And the problem was I couldn't make good decisions then on either side of the house, mm-hmm. either personal or business.
Hold on to that thought. Elizabeth Warren, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. The book is now in paperback. All You're Worth, The Ultimate Lifetime Money Plan. It's a good one, folks. It'll help you from alpha to omega with your personal finances and your business, too. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. You can get both or either one. You can choose right there at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, or you can go directly to the blog by going to jimsblog.biz. It's also on the homepage of the other site. Elizabeth Warren is the co-author, along with her lovely daughter, Amelia Warren Tyagi, of All You're Worth, The Ultimate Lifetime Money Plan. It's now available in paperback wherever books are sold. Is there a website, Elizabeth?
We do. We got the son to do a website for us. He's the computer geek family. And you know me, I'm family business.
Absolutely.
All the day. This,
this is a family business. That's right.
That's right. We're going to be putting those grandbabies to work.
There you go.
Another few months. But it's www.allyourworth, all one word, .net. We couldn't get it on the .com.
Right.
It's
allyourworth.net. Check it out when you get a chance. And Elizabeth, we've been talking to the audience about what to do and what not to do. Talk to us about how to do all this. How do we not commingle? How do we make sure that the personal side doesn't take too much of a backseat to the business side?
Well, I think the first step in doing this is taking a realistic assessment of where you're spending your money. And we've got some worksheets in the book. And many of the people I've talked to, you know, we from time to time we do some counseling as well as doing the academic studies. They work through some of those worksheets and are really shocked to discover where they're long and where they're short. And, you know, just like in your business, having the knowledge is the first step. So we help people get a sense of where they spend their money. And I want to say something about this, about spending your money. Every time you talk about, you know, well, you need to know how you're spending your money, you need to kind of work out a plan financially. I don't know about you, but I think most people kind of, their eyes kind of glaze over and they think, oh my gosh, this is going to be about writing down $2.25.
This is like homework.
That's right. Well, and that it's going to be incredibly detailed and boring, and I'm going to have to walk around like some, you know, with a pocket calculator, mm-hmm, track of every nickel. That's not what it's about. You can't run your business that way, and you can't run your life that way. And so when we say get a fix on what you're doing, what we really want to do is divide all your money into three categories. The fixed expenses you're going to have to meet every month, no matter what. Your savings, something you're putting aside in investment, and of course for many, many small business owners, that's investing into the business, but you've made it clear that's what you want to do with that part of your money. And the wants, the stuff that you buy because it's fun. And once you get a sense of what's going into the different categories and you get them properly balanced so that you're not too long, you aren't overcommitted on big fixed expenses, you do have a sense of how much you can spend on your wants, then it gets a lot easier to put your personal finances kind of on the back burner, put them on low simmer. Once you have them straight and once you understand where it's going. You know, we write...
Your personal finances are probably not as dynamic as your business finances are.
Once you understand them and have them under control. It's kind of one of those things that you got to sort of gird up and put a little energy into it at the beginning. You got to agree to spend some nights at the kitchen table sitting there and getting it worked out. But once you get it worked out, if you've done it right, you can pretty much make this thing something that'll go on automatic pilot.
You know, another thing, though,
just once in a while.
Another thing, though, Elizabeth, is once you get this information that you, as you and I were saying, sounds like homework. Once you get that information in front of you, it's eye-opening information. It is revealing information that you. I mean, when you see the numbers together in the categories, if you can get them like that.
Yep.
You will be amazed, I think. And what I'd like to recommend, Elizabeth, is that people say, okay, look, you know what? We're not going to eat this elephant all at once. We're going to take it one leg at a time.
Yep.
And so I'm going to take this year. I'm going to take 2006. And by the end of the year, I will have recorded what we're doing, and I'll know where the money is being spent or whatever goals you set for yourself. Take a year and do that. What do you think?
I think that is 100% right. In fact, a point we make over and over is you don't have to make it perfect. Just make it better.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it.
Just make it better.
That's a good way to say it. Elizabeth, I got to wrap it up. Elizabeth Warren, ladies and gentlemen, she and Amelia are the authors of All Your Worth, now available in paperback wherever books are sold. Thanks, Elizabeth, for being here. Come back again real soon.
Oh, I'll do it, Jim.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, this is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.